We have some amazing rivers and smaller streams in our region. Like many streams, they've been called upon for a lot of human needs over time. Drinking water, waste disposal, industrial needs, all of that. So efforts continue to improve the water quality and the surroundings of many streams. Those include the Eel River, flowing to the ocean in Humboldt County. The Wildlands Conservancy, based in California, recently announced additions to the Eel River Canyon Preserve in an area some people call the Grand Canyon of the Eel. From the Wildlands Conservancy, we have Executive Director Fraser Haney. Welcome, Fraser.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Sarah Seaburn's with us as well, the Marketing and Communications Director for TWC. Hi, Sarah. Sarah, are you there? Okay, we'll go with Fraser. Fraser, talk about the importance of this particular stretch of the Eel.
Well, this is along the Eel River. This is one of the most wild and scenic stretches in the whole river. It's also one of the stretches that is the hardest to get to, if you're a member of the general public. It has tremendous natural resources, from anadromous fish like king salmon and coho salmon to herds of Roosevelt elk and lots of other wildlife. So we're excited about this addition to conserved lands in the Eel River Canyon for what it can do for protection of wildlife and also for additional public access to the envisioned Great Redwood Trail.
What is the difficulty with access thus far?
Well, right now, most of the land in the Grand Canyon of the Eel River is privately owned and not accessible to the public. Of course, the Wildlands Conservancy is California's largest nonprofit preserve system. All of our preserves are open to the public for free. We have on-site staff, rangers, and naturalists that make sure it's a safe experience and that it's a well-managed public access experience.
You mentioned as well that this is one of the most wild and scenic stretches of the Eel River. Is there in fact, wild and scenic protection from the federal system?
There is, yeah. That protection went into place in the 1980s, and it was related to the effort to put dams along the Eel River, and local residents along the Eel River successfully campaigned to have the wild and scenic protection placed on the Eel. And so we see this as one of the next major steps in conservation along the Eel River after that wild and scenic designation of the river itself.
That was kind of a 180 then, wasn't it, in terms of what was being discussed for the Eel versus what ended up happening?
Absolutely, and it couldn't have been a better conservation outcome for fish and for people and for the river system as a whole, including tribal interests in the region.
So a long process of working to increase the areas that could be eventually open to the public. Talk about how long you've been at this with the Wildlands Conservancy and some of the steps you've had to take.
The Wildlands Conservancy, all the way back into 2006, envisioned an Eel River Emerald Necklace of preserves that would stretch from the confluence of the Middle Fork and the main stem of the Eel all the way to the Pacific Ocean. And this marks our fifth preserve that we've added to that Emerald Necklace vision. So we now have preserves stretching through the Grand Canyon of the Eel, and we also have two preserves right out at the mouth of the Eel, at the Eel River Estuary, and on the dunes. There's frontage on the Pacific Ocean that we have that we're working on a major ecological restoration program on now.
So there are some gaps then still?
Oh, yeah. The work is certainly never done. We've got as proud of this achievement as we are, we've still got a lot of work to do to connect all the dots on the Eel.
We are talking to Fraser Haney, the Executive Director of the Wildlands Conservancy, about the Eel River Canyon Preserve and the recent additions to it. You can join the conversation on the exchange as we talk about preserving land along a major river in the region. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So here we end up running across a name that people have probably heard over the years for reasons not directly related to the Eel River, but more related to stock brokerages, and that's Dean Witter. And Dean Witter was the owner of the Lone Pine Ranch, and that's been really the focus of your efforts for a while now, it sounds like.
Yeah, for about 2.5 years, we've been working with the Witter family, and we're grateful to the Witter family for entrusting us with this legacy that's been in their family for 80 years. They've done a marvelous job of keeping the property together and making it larger, and also of stewardship. So we're acquiring a property that's ecologically intact. That's not to say there's not ecological restoration that needs to happen. But in the past, the family and their guests have been able to enjoy the property. And our vision now is to make well-managed public access so that the general public, local communities, tribal communities can all enjoy this huge landscape along the Eel River that's truly spectacular.
Well, talk about it then. I mean, has it been heavily grazed over? It is a ranch by that name, but what else has been going on there over the years, and is it in good shape?
It's for a working ranch, it's in pretty good shape. It has been logged in the past. There's a lot of Douglas fir on the property, and we will no longer continue with commercial logging, but that's not to say that we won't work on forestry projects. On other preserves in California, we've been pretty forward-thinking about putting in shaded fuel breaks, doing forest health projects. So while we will no longer commercially log the property, we are going to work on forest health and also wildfire resilience on the property.
Wildfire resilience in the sense of thinning it out?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of after commercial logging is done, if it's not looked after properly, you get that dense understory that can lead to really hot fires and lead to severe damage in forests. So we know that we need to get out there and take care of the understory so that the forest, if a fire does occur, that it doesn't burn so hot and it's not so catastrophic and destructive. As you also mentioned, the property has been ranched in the past. We'll continue to use cattle to graze the property because there's an abundance of non-native grasses that outcompete native wildflowers. And so if managed properly for ecological reasons, grazing can be a positive impact for native wildflowers and native plants and shrubs. So we're looking forward to tweaking the grazing program out there, but keeping it going.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the size of the Lone Pine Ranch. 26,600 acres, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And it includes, in addition to the 26,600 acres, we first acquired 3,000 acres from the Witter family that we've dubbed the Emerald Waters Preserve. That was in 2019, and that 3,000-acre purchase, which we used $4 million in privately raised money, secured the two-year option on the larger 26,600-acre ranch from the family. So in total, we're talking about roughly 30,000 acres or 42 square miles. It's a huge place, and it's contiguous. There's no in-holding, so from a management perspective, it's a wonderful property to add to our preserve system.
I'm glad you got to square miles because that's exactly where I was heading. And so basically 42 square miles is 6x7. If it were square, I'm going to guess it's not, or rectangular. Mm-hmm. Probably got a few bumps and contours here and there. That's a lot of land to manage. I mean, has the Wildlands Conservancy managed something on that scale before?
Absolutely. We're, like I mentioned, we're California's largest preserve system. And our largest preserve is the 93,000-acre Wind Wolves Preserve in the southern San Joaquin Valley. With the addition of the Eel River Canyon Preserve, we have 180,000 acres under our management as a nonprofit. Just by acres, that's larger by about 60,000 acres than the Oregon State Park System. And, of course, we see it in light that both California and Oregon state park systems aren't growing. California hasn't added new state parks maybe in two decades, and they're certainly not adding them aggressively. But there's still a real need for conservation of open space and a real need to provide better public access to outdoor spaces. And that's our role. We see our work as leading the way to continue to conserve these unprotected wild places and find ways of welcoming the public onto them.
We're talking again to Fraser Haney, the Executive Director of the Wildlands Conservancy, about the Eel River Canyon Preserve and the in-process acquisition of the Lone Pine Ranch, owned by Dean Witter of stockbroker fame. You can join us on the exchange with your questions and comments and observations. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. As I mentioned, the process is ongoing about the acquisition of Lone Pine Ranch. Is that right? You had an option window that closed and then had to do some other maneuvers?
Yeah, and it's important to say that we couldn't have done this alone. We relied on great partners at the Center for Biological Diversity, at the Conservation Fund, the California Wildlife Conservation Board, the State Coastal Conservancy, to pull this off. So we did close our escrow with the Witter family 2 weeks ago, and so we own what was the Lone Pine Ranch and have renamed it to the Eel River Canyon Preserve. 8,000 of those acres we had not finished raising money for, so we guaranteed a bridge loan that we have up to 3 years to raise the money to complete, and so we're still in the process of trying to raise those final funds to pay off the bridge loan. But we've secured the property in the meantime to give ourselves that extra breathing room. And then, of course, we're immediately beginning the work of opening the property to the public. It should take us about 12 months to build a ranger station and a group campground with a restroom and get some staff on site so that we have some ability to have people call and make reservations and come out to visit the property.
The $25 million being charged for the total ranch property, was that a reasonable price by the standards of the market today?
Absolutely. And the price had actually dropped a couple times by the time that we got the property under contract. And if you do the math, it's about $900 an acre that the property was acquired for, which if you look around in the market in Northern California, that's a pretty good price. We feel good about the way that we used resources to acquire the land.
So you already talked about well-managed public access. Beyond the ranger station and the campground, what kinds of things do you envision, and how do you incorporate the proposed trail on the former Northern Pacific Railroad right-of-way?
One of the things that we're most excited about and that's most stunning about this...
Northwestern Pacific, sorry.
Oh, yeah. That's most stunning about this property and its place in the world. It fronts on the Eel River for 18.5 miles on the National Wild and Scenic River, and about 10 of those miles are inclusive of the Northwestern Pacific Railroad, which, of course, just this past legislative session, California Senator Mike McGuire passed legislation to transfer the assets of that railroad over into a new state agency. The railroad's been abandoned and defunct for a couple decades. So he's passed legislation to create a great Redwood Trail in the place of the old rail line, which is a boon to the area, and it's a great use of an abandoned rail line out there. It should bring real new life to the river. So that rail line runs over about 10 miles of this property, and we'll have one of the premier access points for accessing the newly envisioned Great Redwood Trail over the next 5 to 10 years as the trail is built. And we're looking forward to helping in the construction of that trail by granting access to the Eel River Canyon Preserve.
Is the trail rail banked, though? Is it possible that it could come back as a railroad at some point in the future if the various parties decide that that's what's needed?
Yeah, that's right. The rail banking process is in progress. And in fact, there is some contention because a company has applied for the ability to use the old rail line to haul coal from the interior out to the coast via the old rail line all the way out to Humboldt Bay, which, of course, would severely damage efforts towards the Great Redwood Trail and would be catastrophic for the environmental health along the Eel River.
Talk about the issue. We have talked about the land a lot, but not the river so much. I mean, what kind of shape is the Eel River itself? And it certainly had some challenges over the years, and I have to believe that it's been affected by drought like any other stream in the region.
Absolutely. The Eel River needs a lot of help, and there's many people, including other nonprofits, local elected leaders, governments, water agencies, and perhaps most importantly, tribal interests, working on protecting water quality and water supply in the Eel River. And, of course, the icon of that effort are anadromous fish, things like coho salmon and Chinook salmon and steelhead. The Eel River used to host one of the largest fisheries on the West Coast, but because of overlogging and overfishing, that fishery stock has been decimated and is just barely hanging on. So this effort is in coordination and kind of in collaboration with those larger efforts to protect the river and its wildlife and to try and bring back that fishery. We know that to do that, the best thing that the Wildlands Conservancy can do is to bring people out to the river and get them inspired by how beautiful the place is and how worthy it is, so that there's a constituency that really cares about the place and is ready to go to work for it.
Ready to go to work for it, potentially as volunteers and potentially as donors as well, I would think. I mean, the more you acquire land, the more you have to manage it as well, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And across our preserve system, we rely heavily on volunteers and partners. And through time, because we're open to the public and we're open for free to the general public, we've developed what we have called a visitorship model. And our visitors, which number about 1.5 million a year to our preserve system, get to know our preserves, get to know our staff, and their donations and leaving us in their estate is what a large part of our support comes from to keep our operation going and to give us the ability to work on these new projects and offer new education programs and points of public access. So we couldn't do it without our volunteers and advocates and donors.
All right, watch this space then. So things happening along the Eel River and the potential for new places to visit in the not-too-distant future, and, of course, the Great Redwood Trail slowly coming into shape. We'll have to have a separate discussion about that. Fraser Haney is the Executive Director of the Wildlands Conservancy. We've been talking about the acquisition of the Eel River Canyon Preserve, as it's now known. Fraser, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.